Conference ID 4331773. Welcome to the REN's first half 2010 results conference call, originally held on the 28th of July 2010 at 1600 UK time. Your host for today's conference will be Ana Fernandez.
Hello everyone, welcome to a half year results conference call. I'm joined by João Nuno Palma, the CFO. He'll be making a short comment. And then we'll open for questions as usual, okay?
Hello, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for REN's 2010 first semester earnings conference call. Yesterday we have presented our results for our first semester 2010, which we will now summarize. In terms of highlights, in a nutshell, we have three big statements. First is the EBITDA growth by 16% year-on-year, on the back of a solid regulated asset base expansion and OPEX control. The net income decreased 25.6% as a result of a number of extraordinary effects. The recurring net income adjusted by this effect would have been up by 8.6%. Despite the current macroeconomic conditions and the sovereign debt downgrades, REN average cost of debt was kept at 3.9%. In terms of main financial indicators, EBITDA, REN business grew at a strong pace during the first half of 2010, with EBITDA increasing from 180 million in the first semester of 2009 to 209 million in the first semester of 2010, which means more 16%. This growth is mainly a reflection of the average RAB increase of 6.4% to 2,849 million, reflecting investment in our infrastructure that benefit our customers by improving the quality and the reliability of our services. This increase, however, does not take into account the seasonality of the CAPEX entries into operation. This means that normally and historically, the last semester of each year usually it's the semester where RAB increase and the CAPEX increase. Typically, it's much stronger in the last semester. An OPEX decrease of 5% year-on-year as a result of the cost reduction program put into place last year. In terms of financial results, net financial income was down from 28.1 million in the first half of 2009 to 35.6 million, which is means minus 26.7%, mainly due to the 5.8 million swap gain registered in January 2009. Excluding this effect, this no recurrent effect, in the first semester of 2010, financial results would have decreased by only by 5%, reflecting an average cost of debt that was kept at 3.9%, precisely 3.87%, which compares to 3.86% as the cost of our debt in 2009. Despite the macroeconomic conditions and the sovereign and corporate debt downgrades verifying the first semester. In terms of net income, mainly as a result of a 2.5 increase in REN's corporate tax rate and other extraordinary effects, net income stood at 56.6 million, which compares with 76.1 million in the first half of 2009, minus 25.6% year-on-year. In terms of recurring net income, however, we have an increase of 8.6% from 59.4 million to 64.5 million when adjusting for the following main extraordinary effects. The first one was 4.7 million due to an increase of the 2.5% in the corporate tax from 26.5% to 29%. The second one was a 6.2 million due to the provision to cover the contingency associated with the difference with Amorim Energia related to dividends received from Galp in 2006. The third one was that the difference of the remuneration of Hydroland in the fact that the inflation in Portugal was negative we have a difference from 5.1 billion that we have registered as gains last year with minus 0.7 million registered as in this semester. So it means a difference of 5.8 million. And the fourth one was the provision of 22.8 million that we have reversed last year due to the eventual loss of the land value of Pego plants made at that time. So if we adjust the net income from all these extraordinary events, we will reach a recurring net income of 64.5 million, which means an increase year-on-year of 8.6%. In terms of CapEx during the semester, we have continued to make progress on our investment plans. As a result, CapEx stood at 124 million. This CapEx reflects a decrease of 31.5%, which is a reflection, first, as a lower investment plan in 2010 when compared to the record level of 2009. Even the record level of 2009 includes the acquisition of cushion gas for the first underground cavern, which was roughly 17 million. And the second was some delays in the first months of 2010 due to a change in some of the procurement procedures in order to rent to adapt to the public contracts code. But despite this delay, REN expects to catch up investment until the end of the year and deliver the 2010 full-year investment plan. In terms of RAB, as mentioned before, the average RAB for the first half of 2010 reached 2,849 million, a 6.4% increase versus the first half of 2009, reflecting investments in our infrastructure that benefits our customers by improving the quality and reliability of our services. Again, please take into account that this variation does not take into account the seasonality of CapEx entries into operation, which is typically much stronger in the last semester, and the delays verify in the assets entering into operation in the first semester, which RENS expects to recover in the second semester of 2010. In terms of net debt, the net debt reached 2,251 million at the end of June 2010, an increase of 112 million from December 2010. Regarding net debt, we would further like to highlight that debt maturity stood at a comfortable average of 4.6 years, meaning that REN is free but does not need to resort to the credit markets to finance in the short and medium term investment plans. This means that we already have financed all our short and medium term CapEx plan, which means that REN does not need to go in 2010 to the markets, although we will go if we'll see an opportunity that makes sense for our company. As mentioned before, the average cost of debt in the first half of 2010 was kept at 3.9%, 3.87%, despite these macroeconomic conditions that all of us know very well. In terms of other considerations, just reference that we have adopted the IFRIC 12 service concession agreements and the change in the corporate tax that we already have mentioned, which was the law 12.8x2010 entering into force, introducing a new surcharge due by taxpayers. Well, thank you very much.
We're now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you, madam. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received, and there will be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. Thank you once again. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. Thank you. The first question comes from Gianmarco Bonacia from Equita. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, good afternoon, Gianmarco Bonacina from Equita. First question is about the CapEx, because you spent only 125. So, can you confirm that basically in 2010, you will spend more or less around 400 million, which is the level that is the average of the, let's say, given at the Investor Day? Second question is about the gas RAB, because the growth was very low at 3%. Also here, if you can confirm if in the second half you expect the gas RAB growth to increase, maybe, I don't know, towards 5%. Then one question, on page 16 of the presentation, there is a breakdown of other revenues, other costs. I was wondering if you can explain, there is 6 million coming from energy and coal trading. Is that a source of revenue that we can consider recurring, so you will have in the future some revenues from this item? The last question, on the debt, given that the level of the cost of debt for, say, Portuguese companies as well, I mean, as for many other countries is rising, do you consider to increase even more the fixed part of the debt that I see now is already 70%, but maybe in the future there is a risk that the rate will go up, or you will stay at 70%? Thank you very much.
Okay. So first, the first question for the CapEx for 400 as an average, we will comply with our 2.5 billion CapEx program, which means 1.7 billion in electricity and 0.8 billion in gas. Yes, we will comply with this average, which means that we will comply with an investment plan for 2010, which will roughly goes a little bit higher than 400 million euros. Which means that in the second semester, we will more than double the investment made in the first semester. In terms of gas, yes, we will also comply with the program that we have. Gas, more or less, it is 25% of the CapEx program, of the full CapEx program. It will be around 100 million. So yes, we will comply with that. In terms of the cost of debt, of the fixed component of our debt, yes, we are at 72%, and I already have made some years ago some four-start swaps to fix around more 200 million euros from 2012 ahead. So yes, we will increase our, we are managing the cost of debt, and we will increase a little bit our fixed component. And I thought there is a fourth question regarding the 6 million. This 6 million of gains, it's trading gains for contracts of energy. It is no regulated activity from REN. It's a new activity that we are trying to expand, and it is recurrent in terms of no regulated activity. So it's not, we expect to continue with this activity. We don't know yet what level it will be. We don't know if it will stay at that level or will decrease, but it's something that we will continue to explore with the knowledge that we have to this activity of trading energy.
Gianmarco, if I can just add something else. If you look at page 8 of the presentation, the commercial gains, which were 2.4 million in the first half of 2009, were reduced to 1.3 million. What happened is, part of the gains that we used to have considered here as commercial gains were changed into a new line called revenues from energy and coal trading, which were all part of the previous commercial gains, but we separated them. Part of what we were able to make in terms of commercial gains were not as strong in the first half because one of the power stations, one of the PPAs that we run, was almost all the times not working, so we didn't have any revenues from this, which is the coal power plant, Pego. because the prices of energy were very low, and it didn't make any sense for us to produce energy. At the same time, we were able to sell more trading licenses and coal because the power station was not working, and therefore we were able to make 6 million of profits. I would think that the 5 million that we tell everyone that we are able to make every year in terms of commercial gains, I think you can count on that. The split or the breakdown of the 5 million, it's not certain every year, so some years we will be making a little bit more on parts of the 5 million, other years we will be doing some more in other parts. But I think it's fair to say that if you consider a 5 million EBITDA profit for the commercial gains, I mean, it's pretty safe. Another thing that you mentioned, the RAB gas, João said we were going to keep the investment plan, that's obvious, but there's a significant new investment on the LNG terminal that should be coming on stream on the second half, probably towards the end of the year.
So basically it's an add-on to the previous plan.
No, it's part of the previous.
Okay. But will be done in the second half or in the first half of 11?
No. I'm talking about there's 180 million euros of investment in the LNG terminal. Mm-hmm. A chunk of it will be finished by the end of 2020.
Okay, thank you. Just a very quick last question. In terms of the tax rate, so basically from 2011 onwards, we should expect 29%. But regarding 2010, in the first half, you had 35% tax rate. So for the full year,
We have 35% tax rate. Don't forget that the 6.2 million euros of provision are not tax deductible.
Okay, no, but I'm saying if you look at basically page 20, no? So you paid 31 million in taxes and the income before taxes is 87. So I'm just looking at this simple calculation. 31 million in taxes on page 20.
Yeah.
And 87 million in pre-tax is 35%. So I'm saying to look at the tax for the full year, clearly, in the second half, you should have probably 29, I imagine. So which means that for the full year, still will be probably 32%.
Well, two things. One is that the 35% is the effective rate of tax, not the nominal rate of tax. So it depends of which accounting in terms of revenue are considered for the tax calculation and the cost. As Anna was said, for example, the provision is not considered as a cost,
mm-hmm.
which means it will increase our effective rate, our tax effective rate. Although we would consider the nominal tax rate is 29% onwards right now.
Okay.
The 4.7 million effect that we had in our results, 2 million reflects the impact on the revenue of the year, okay? And 2.7 million, it is an impact on the deferred tax that we have in our balance sheet.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Once again, if any participants would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Thank you. The next question comes from Fernando Garcia from Banco Espirito Santo. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon. I would like to make two questions, if I may. The first one is regarding an update of the arbitrage that you have with Amarin. Second question is there was some news in the past weeks in the Portuguese press about investments, some international investments. So if you could do, you could comment on that, and mainly if you could clarify if this investment will have an impact in investments for you. Okay.
Okay. In the for the first one regarding Amuri, right now we have a 25% provision of the 25 million impact, which means that we have received from our lawyers and from our consultants, legal consultants, and the information we have for the process that we have in Paris is that we have a very strong probability of winning the case. So right now we expect that the 6.2 million that we have in provision reflects that the expect result that we have of this of this process, the expected loss that we have in this process. In terms of the international investments, the only real investment that we are analyzing right now, it is the invitation that we have from the government of Mozambique and the government of Portugal to analyzing an acquisition of 7.5% of Cauarabassa Dam, which is the main energy project in Mozambique. It is always going to be a very small investment for REN, although could signify a very good entry for REN in the growing business area, which is Mozambique in terms of energy, where all the main companies are there in terms of consultancy and in terms of engineering. What we consider for REN is the possibility of exporting the knowledge that REN has of building up grids and the knowledge that we have in managing and operating these grids. And this means for us, which is we are capitalizing in our intellectual capital, in our experience on the Portuguese engineering, much more than financial investments. In terms of financial investments, is the 7.5% of Cauarabassa Dam that we consider a very small investment in our CapEx program.
Having said this, the decision has not been taken on whether we're going to go ahead with the purchase of the 7.5%. We have hired a bank to help us see how much that's worth, and then if we think the conditions are good, we will take a decision of investing. But the decision has not been made yet and won't be made before the end of the summer.
One follow-up question regarding the Amorim. Could you provide the details about timing of this process of that you could consider that you have a strong probability to win?
This is a process that is a long process. We do not expect to have results in 2010. We probably will have a result in 2011 of the process. So it is what means that the event that we have right now and the recent information that we have from our lawyers and the process that we have on course means that we are in a very good pace regarding this process. That's why we did not increase our provisions with, of course, the auditors of our company that have analyzed the full process.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Once again, if any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Thank you. There appear to be no further audio questions at this time. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. We will be always available for our IR, Ana Fernandes, to all the questions that you need, and even myself, I will be available for any question that you need one-on-one. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.